Friday on a Monday morning. Dr. Dean joins us once again here on this 11th day of the month of July. You got a problem over there right now, Eddie?
Just trying to get levels right.
Oh,
here,
I'm sorry.
We got calls from people saying, hey, turn your mics up. We can barely hear you sometimes.
Yeah.
But then when I turn them up too much, then it gets
all right, internal wonky. Communication.
Yeah, all it's right. Just weird.
Okay. We'll get the engineering, crack engineering staff yeah. in here. All right, with their whips and everything. AM 910 WJCW, and here it is on a Monday morning, and Dr. Dean joins us from Mountain Empire Animal Hospital, which sponsors this portion of the program, and an official good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Carl. What do you think will be the actual end result of trying to get Ellick leveled?
That is going to be a continuing process. Yeah. We'll work on it.
You talk like the engineers can handle it.
Yeah, there's no help for this leveling out of this head.
Is that your premise?
I have the confidence of the engineers, although, to be fair, they have not seen the scope of the project yet.
Yeah, I concur.
All right.
I'm interested in the result.
Yeah. Good luck with that, as they say.
As distant in the future as that may be.
That may be, indeed.
So, yes, we are here to further confuse those people who have pets, right?
I think so, and we generally do a good job of it each week here.
Now,
is this a D or a C? Is this a dog or a cat week, or is this covering both?
Both.
Okay, what you got for us?
Non-discriminatory session.
Okay.
You know, some people like to say, or somebody anyway said, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
In Ecclesiastes, Solomon said there is nothing new under the sun.
Right.
Although the way our culture is now, I'm not so sure that's true, but that's a whole other subject. I'm not going to get on to that.
Indeed.
Anyway, I'm using that as an introduction to something that we talk about occasionally but repeatedly, and we do this with clients, not so much occasionally but definitely repeatedly.
Okay.
Because it seems like that in medicine – the important things are the things you keep talking about and only some people listen to you about.
Yeah.
I guess that's true of a lot of stuff.
I was going to say mostly true with humans, too, in many cases, unfortunately. So how do you see this happening in your practice, though?
Oh, in a lot of things.
Yeah.
The topic I had today was getting dogs and cats spayed and neutered, which is one of the most simple elementary issues that there is.
Right.
But seems to continue to resurface as with problems with animals that have not had that done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I shouldn't say our. I don't speak for everybody. My view is that one of the basic tenets of responsible pet ownership is to have your pet spayed or neutered, unless you're going to use it for breeding purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I really don't think there's any legitimate reason not to, except for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Things that I noticed I was off pets altogether for probably 20-plus years because of my son being allergic. But then when I started dating my now wife, she had a kitty cat and, you know, got reintroduced. And then we got another kitty. And how soon you need to get that kitty cat neutered freaked me out.
Mm.
Because this little kitty cat, we'd had her probably 5 or 6 months, something like that. And she started making some weird noises, like she was in some kind of pain, ecstasy. I don't know, but it freaked me out, Doc.
It sounds more like pain.
It was like, meow, meow. And like, you know, the visual. Golly, I was like, you're my little baby girl. You can't be doing that right now. Golly.
The attachments that we have there, I tell you.
Carl, those engineers have no idea what they've
done. No. It's going to be a long project, I do believe.
Yes.
So, Ellick is right.
Yeah.
I was going to talk about spaying, and we have a lot of trouble with dogs, which I'll talk about. There's a lot of problem with cats not getting spayed.
Yeah.
But it's not the cats that we see not as much. And the reason is because of what Ellick was talking about, which is, if you've got a female cat and don't get it spayed, you'll be horrified when they go into heat because of the noise they make, like
exactly.
What he was talking about.
Exactly.
And people can't put up with that very much without getting it taken care of. Dogs don't do that,
yeah.
So it's a whole lot easier to kind of let it go.
Right.
Now, the problem with cats is there's a gazillion of them running around out there in the wild,
yeah.
Or semi-wild,
mm-hmm.
reproducing that nobody really has ownership of.
Right.
Which is one of the reasons there are so many kittens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
mm-hmm.
So he's kind of helped. I hate to give him a compliment. Truth is truth. He's kind of helped the show this morning by making that comment,
yeah.
Because in the case of female cats, most people get that taken care of, but not all.
Yeah.
I mean, we still see some that aren't. So then the question would be, if I'm on my soapbox about this, why am I?
Because
that's what people are going to want to know. Why is it such a big deal? Well, the first one is what I just said.
Yeah.
There are so many kittens and puppies out there that all you got to do is pay attention to the news regularly or even irregularly, and you know that the shelters are inconsistently but mostly inundated with them,
mm-hmm.
even though their adoption procedures are really working well.
Right.
So that's the first thing.
Yeah.
Granted, as I said, some of these cats are either ownerless or the owner is several months or years removed.
Right.
You know, and they've kind of got out on their own.
Okay.
But I was really going to talk more about the ones that are owned that we see, mostly dogs because of what I said about the cat noise.
Yeah.
That they just don't get spayed. And it's not because of the reproduction problem that I'm saying it. Because most of the animals that I'm talking about are not reproducing. I mean, there are people that are not getting them spayed because they're breeding them. That's the legitimate reason not to do it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, it's a whole nother issue whether we need more pups. I'm not going to go to that. But what we end up seeing is dogs that are unspayed get uterus infections. We've talked about that before.
Mm-hmm.
Pyometra, which is deathly right. dangerous to dogs. We see dogs that are not spayed get breast cancer. The incidence is much higher in unspayed females than it is in spayed female dogs.
Interesting.
And then a lot of times we're stuck with a situation where we're seeing an unspayed female dog that has breast cancer, and some of these tumors are big. The dogs are usually old, so you're looking at a really major surgical procedure, an even more major surgical procedure if you do the tumor removal and spay them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wanting to do this to say, hey, y'all can see this coming if you'll think about it, right?
Okay.
But you got to listen and you got to think.
What is the upper age for spaying a dog and or a cat?
Oh, I don't think there's any limit to
really?
Age.
Okay.
The limiting factor is not age. A large portion of the anesthetic procedures that we do as veterinarians are on particularly on older patients because the older patients are the ones that have, for the most part, the really bad teeth that need to be cleaned and removed, that have tumors growing, have other things that we have to cut on them for because the prevalence is so much higher in older animals. So the limiting factor is not that. I mean, age contributes to everything that you're evaluating when you anesthetize them.
Right.
But the real limiting factors are what is their overall health situation for anesthesia.
Okay.
And that's not something you can just put a number on and say that right. when they get to a certain age, we can't do that anymore.
Right.
I mean, it's not unusual for us to do anesthetic procedures. Not at all unusual for us to do anesthetic procedures. It's actually quite common for us to do it on dogs that are 10 and 12 and 14 years old.
Good enough.
Because those are the ones that need to have it done. Now, there are some of those patients that have pre-existing medical conditions that preclude it, such as having had congestive heart failure. Having chronic renal failure where anesthesia is really risky for making kidney disease worse and other things.
Okay.
But those are the things that are limiting factors.
Okay.
Not just the age.
All right. Very good.
So I don't know, but I'm kind of glad you asked that because some people seem to be, a lot of people are afraid of doing anesthesia on older patients, and I don't blame them. I mean, even though I'm sitting here saying we do it frequently, and the real limiting factors are their health situation. It doesn't eliminate the risk.
Certainly.
And there are plenty of risks for anesthesia. But that's not the criteria.
Okay.
Not just age.
All right.
So, back to the spay thing. Mm-hmm. How old are these animals? Oh, I don't know. 7, 8, 10, 12. Just any of the old animal ages, you don't know when you're going to run into this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you don't have to get dogs and cats spayed and neutered only as kittens and puppies. Some people have this idea that once they pass a certain age, you can't do it. I don't know where they get that idea. It doesn't really make any difference if they're healthy otherwise. Mm-hmm. You're still trying to eliminate the same problems. Well, it's better late than never.
Let me ask you this. I've heard it said, I don't know if it's an old-timer's tale or whatever, but the gist of it is that if you have a cat, you need to let it have a litter before you have it spayed. I remember hearing this time and time again growing up.
I hear it too. I've just never had anybody tell me the reason.
Exactly. That was I'm coming to you. So there is no reason.
Yeah, I've never heard that.
Yeah.
Oh, you've never heard it.
I've never heard it.
Hmm. I guess so. You can experience what Alec experienced with his cat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The sounds that you want to record and use at Halloween.
Apparently so. Maybe he has a fondness for those.
Yeah. Well,
and bagpipes.
I don't know.
Too.
I think it made an impression on him. He was talking about it.
You know, we're dealing with that right now, and with our outside cat that my wife has adopted. She's already had a litter, and we were trying to get her spay, and it's like, you know, like crazy to try and get them in some places to get them spayed.
Yeah, that's a whole nother topic.
So we're looking at, I mean, it was probably two, three, maybe a month ago, we saw, you know, a whole bunch of cats showing up in the backyard, and what they were doing was...
It's funny how that works, isn't
it? It's crazy. And we're like, no, you just had some kitties. Lay off.
Time for a break.
Yeah. And you
go
know,
to the beach.
We're 100% sure she's got another litter coming, and it's just like, golly, it's crazy. And already got two little kitties running around that won't let us go anywhere near them unless it's with food.
But, yeah.
You know, that's just crazy.
That's why spay and neuter is so important, too. Yeah. Absolutely. So great tips and a great reminder, and we'll do it again in future shows because people need reminding, Dr. Dean. Dr. Dean Baird, Mountain Empire Animal Hospital, 4340 North Roan Street, Boones Creek Community of Johnson City, open 6 days a week, except holidays. Dr. Dean, what's your phone number?
282-3771.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you next week.